Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, February 16th, 2018. Today, Chinese New Year begins. It's the longest holiday of the year and ends on March 2nd. As reported by a railway spokesperson at the request of the German press agency in Berlin, in the foreseeable future, Deutsche Bahn will not be offering reserved seats in Berlin and Brandenburg on either commuter or on regional trains. The reason being, particularly in the S-Bahn with its short cycle times, but also in the regional railways and rush hour traffic, a seat reservation would not be practical. Conflicts among passengers on densely packed trains are also to be avoided. A week ago, the Nuremberg S-Bahn had introduced reservations for seats on a one-time S-Bahn trip, the first in Germany, costing €1 per trip. The spokesman for the Berlin Railway Company pointed out that the Nuremberg S-Bahn is not comparable with its Berlin sister. With its long distances of more than 100 kilometers, the Nuremberg S-Bahn functions like a regional train in Brandenburg and Berlin. The trial against four alleged supporters of the terrorist militia Islamic State began on Thursday before the Berlin Superior Court of Justice. The accused are said to have radicalized themselves in the now-banned Berlin mosque Füsselet 33. The assassin from Breitscheidplatz, Anis Amri, also visited the mosque regularly. The 22-year-old German-Moroccan Soufiane A., who gave himself the title Abu Dar, was a contact person of Amri and is deeply anchored in the Salafist scene. In a surveillance claim, the State Security Service stated that Abu Dar promoted the threat potential of Amri. At the height of the refugee crisis, Abu Dar is also said to have attempted to recruit refugees at the Central Reception Center for Asylum Seekers on Turmstrasse in Moabit and was expelled from the premises. Per a previous report on Berlin Briefing, according to the Prosecutor General's office, he and three co-defendants tried to leave for Syria in January, where they wanted to be trained in weapons and explosives and to take part in combat operations and recruiting for the IS. They had financed the trip by reselling fraudulently acquired smartphones. When the suspects traveled to Syria in two groups, they were stopped in Italy and Croatia, respectively. The Berlin police are asking for help in finding a missing person. Since Saturday, February 3rd, there is no trace of 56-year-old Andreas Senzel from Adlershof. He left his flat in Konrad-Zuse-Straße about 2:30 p.m., where he lived together with his wife, to take a walk, and never returned to their apartment. The missing man is about 1.8 meters tall and slim with graying hair. He was last dressed in a long black winter jacket, dark jeans, and black shoes. Anyone with information on his whereabouts can contact the Missing Persons Department of the State Criminal Police Office or any other police station. Additional information and a photo of Senzel can be found via the link in our show notes. More than 1,000 teachers are needed in Berlin. Expert consultant Torsten Wisniewski-Ruschen remarks that the legal entitlement of families to a place in childcare can no longer be fulfilled, resulting in an increased wave of complaints from parents. The situation is exacerbated by the expansion of support. By 2020, 3,300 new Kita spaces are to be added in Berlin. So-called Schnellbau Kitas made of wood are being built at 11 locations in the districts. In addition, daycare centers in Berlin will be exempt from all fees from August of this year. And since January 1, 2018, children from their first year of life have a legal right to 7 instead of the previous 4 hours of care per day, even if their parents are not employed. The population is growing. Children from refugee families are being added, and the quality is to be improved. So, in turn, this means nothing more than a necessary increase in educators. In addition, 1/3 of current employees will gradually retire because they have reached retirement age. At the 55 private and public technical colleges in Berlin, 9,000 pupils are currently being trained. But less and less of these graduates end up in daycare centers. While a nursery school teacher can earn up to just over 3,000 euros a month, a primary school teacher is 5 pay grades higher, earning up to 5,300 euros a month. The Senate Department for Education, Youth, and Family does not dispute how difficult it is to end the lack of educators. According to the Senate administration, it should be taken into consideration that the training figures have more than doubled in recent years and that intensive efforts are being made to promote teacher training. Nevertheless, a bill for the House of Representatives concedes resignedly, stating that in the next few years, a significant increase in the demand for skilled workers can be expected, which will go beyond the increase in the supply of skilled workers. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.